Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Para mi familia, siempre estoy en mi mejor momento. Por eso también quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solamente huevos de Eggland Best. Siempre tienen un sabor tan fresco y delicioso, con 6 veces más vitamina D, 10 veces más vitamina E y 25% menos grasas saturadas que los huevos comunes. Entonces, ¿por qué darle menos a tu familia cuando pueden tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right, welcome back.
Welcome back, peeps.
The Real and Wolves pod.
Yeah, yeah.
It might not be as soon as you would have liked, but obviously it was traveling. I was traveling, you know what I'm saying? I was just enjoying a little sun out on the, you know, on the Spanish islands. But we're back and yeah, we have to chat about it. Me and Lee haven't spoken about it, so this conversation is organic. This is not rerun.
Fresh.
Yeah, fresh. Devin Haney versus Ryan Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to start off with the attire. That's what we're going to do. We're going to start off with the attire.
You know, the funny thing is, that's where I wanted to start off, you know. That's exactly where I wanted to start off.
Don't worry about the fight right now. We ain't worried about the fight.
No.
Yeah. We're talking about the attire. Now, we all like a bit of essentials, a bit of fear of God. You know what I mean? We like it. Yeah, Lee got some essentials. I got some. Everyone's got a little bit of essentials. Now, if I turned up, if I hid my fight kit from my dad and I revealed it and it was cotton, 100% heavy cotton, knitted boots, knitted shorts, and said, yeah, that it's essentials. I'll end up fighting in Lonsdale, bro. No one's here, no going out there.
Listen, so...
How?
Saturday, I went to bed about 10.30, 11... No, about 11.30. Set my alarm for 4.30. The undercard was trash, so we know what, I'm never watching
that. Yeah, undercard didn't
bang. Set my alarm for 4.30, woke up, got watched a bit of the... What's his name? Barboza fight.
Oh, yeah. Was that Coleman?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm seeing Devon warming up now in the essentials. I think, what's this guy doing? Is he just trying to stay warm or something? But I thought, I thought his fight kit was underneath.
Okay. So I thought that was just like a changing room.
I thought his fight kit was underneath and he's going to do some mad revealing. Like he's going to appear diamonds or something. Like something crazy. So now I'm watching it, thinking, okay. Then I'm seeing him walk to the ring. I thought his boots, his boxing boots, were underneath them boots. I was waiting for him to take it off.
You thought it was a boot cover?
Yeah.
Bro.
I thought he was just trying to show, yeah, fair God, I'm trying to bust them or whatnot.
Bro.
I couldn't believe it.
Bro. It's mad because the boots, yeah, let me screen record this, yeah. They look like them Uggs, bro.
They're Uggs.
They look like the Uggs from
ugly looking boots. Yeah. Dog shit.
It's mad. It's not. That's a dog shit. No, it's the Uggs. The knitted ones, yeah.
See, when I saw that, yeah.
Knitted boots.
I thought, you know what, you deserve to lose.
Yeah.
You stupid
fool.
Yeah.
No, you deserve it.
You stupid fool.
You deserve it. This is what he was fighting in.
That's what he was, yeah, exactly.
He was fighting in these.
In these.
Look, come get a look at this one real quick.
And see what?
Tell me you weren't wearing those. This is what he's wearing. Or, the alternatives, which will probably have been better for him, is the Jordan Futures. Look at the Jordan Futures. These. This is what he was wearing from.
Oh yeah, they're way better. Yeah, they're way better.
But these are way better.
Yeah, they're way better.
He should have done this. He should have just worn these.
See, the thing is, yeah, in boxing, okay, you see some people wear wrestling boots.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. That's all right. You can fly with that.
Yeah, I did.
You can fly you with that.
Yeah.
We've seen people wear trainers. The David Hayes, Serrano wears Jordans.
You know what I'm saying? Jordans, yeah.
I wouldn't want my fighter wearing trainers.
Personally, no.
But to come in these stupid things, I don't even know what they are. You're a fool.
You're a goddamn fool. Listen, I wear velvet shorts, yeah? I've had a situation where I'm like, I can't wear them again, basically. Because they get soaked. Like, through warm-up to the fight, they're drenched. Yes. They hold on to water, innit? But they're not full velvet like that anyway, so it helps, yeah? You got Donnie wearing cotton, bro.
No ankle support.
Moon boots, yeah. Wearing the all grey now. It looked cold, though.
Not the boots. What, the shorts and t-shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a little set. It's a nice little set.
For a beach club.
You dropped that with the Jordan 6s, Travis.
Yeah, you drop it with that.
That's a little drop.
You can do that with the Jordan 1s. You can do that on a casual team.
Casual.
Now, to go and defend your world title. What are you doing?
He's a fool. But you know what it is? It makes me question. Mm. Has it gotten to the point where his dad and his team can't tell him what to do?
Nah. I think his dad can always tell him what to do. I can't lie.
So why did Bill Haney think that was acceptable?
But I don't know. Like, it's weird, yeah. I feel like his dad can always tell him what to do. Mm-hmm. However, I don't know if his dad's like, son, do your thing at the same time, like trying to give him a little freedom.
Devon, you've got no swag.
No.
When he was doing that GQ thing, you looked like a tramp wearing that Skeletor thing.
Oh yeah, Skeletor thing, yeah.
Mad trousers, some funny Camden boots. You've got no swagger.
You can't disguise through swag, cars, anything, that you're just a nice guy.
Yeah.
You're just a nice cool guy. Like, some people, it takes many people to make up the world. Mm-hmm. Nice people, evil people, villains, people in the middle. Devon is a nice guy. That's it. But then, when he gets in these situations, which is a fight in business, and people can smell that he's just a nice guy, it works against him. Ryan's known him since they were kids, innit?
Yeah.
So Ryan knows this guy is not really smoky. That's why he was acting like this. We're going to get on to Ryan.
Nah, man, I think we still spend more time on Devon's dress sense.
Yeah.
Because it was terrible. I can't believe it. You know what it is? Any of the champions before present have never shown up in stupid footwear.
Never.
How dare you? Why do you think you're the one?
Never. Like,
as he calls himself the dream, you must be dreaming.
No, for real.
you must be dreaming. Yo.
Because he's done gallery department. He's done Gucci.
Yeah.
But these were normal shorts.
Normal.
These were normal attire. Like, if I type in Haney Gucci shorts, it should just come up.
I remember the gallery depth.
Yeah, I remember the gallery. CDs. Yeah. Cold. What can we say
appropriate
about those?
You can't.
Can't say nothing. Cold shorts with the leather around it as well.
No, they're cold.
Brilliant, yeah. Then we'll go.
That's gallery depth was cold.
Yeah, let's go.
Do you have a chain thing on the gallery depth or someone?
These ones he wore against what? These ones, innit?
Camboso.
Yeah. Camouflage things. Yeah, but you got them custom. Look at that. Yeah, cold. Yeah. Cold. One of the best shorts I've ever seen, in fact. Mm. One of the best shorts I've ever seen. With the tie dye. It's got like the paint on it and that.
Yeah.
Cold. Yeah. Have to respect it. Now, what other ones has he had? That's the two that stick out to me.
Yeah, them two are the main latest ones.
The latest ones. Yeah.
What do you wear against Loma?
Let's see what you wore against Loma.
Oh yeah, the denim. That
oh yeah, with the denims.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is even a bit brazy. Denim's a bit brazy. Yeah. Like that's a bit. Like we're not gonna just act like that's normal.
You gotta remember your fight kit's like your armor.
Yeah, it is.
It's a part of your armor. You're going to war.
You're going to war, bro.
Why are you going in these female shoes?
Yeah.
Boots.
Yeah, he's moving mad. Yeah, these are clean as well. The denim things. But, and he was wearing, look. He was wearing
The customized.
Like Jordan 1s or something. But they were boots.
The boots. Yeah.
Now, it has to come from underestimation.
Mm.
It has to come from underestimation. Now, personally, I don't think I can underestimate a person who's defeated me 3 times in my boxing career.
If someone's defeated me on
three occasions.
Yeah. You know him, he knows
he's
you.
He's not eligible for underestimation.
Yeah.
No one is.
Yeah, it's free.
No one is. But it's free of peace. And you come to game 7. Like Jordan rocks up to game 7 in sliders.
Some Crocs.
Or some Crocs.
Yeah.
To win the NBA Finals, this guy just rocks up that day in some Jordan slides.
Come on, man.
Come on, bro. It's not making sense. So we all know that cotton absorbs water.
Yep.
So by round, first of all, from his warm-up, his shorts should have been feeling heavy because he's supposed to get a sweat on in there.
The heavy cotton as well.
And he came out and the shorts was dry.
Yeah.
Which means he probably didn't warm up properly. Mm. There should have been evidence of your warm-up on your shorts.
That's true.
Based off the colours and based off the material. Because by the time I'm leaving, we're
sweating, man.
You know what I'm saying? So step one. Bad attire, bad drip. Yeah, bad drip. Now we get into the fight. Round one. You can't hot Devin. There's been legends.
Yes.
There's been great fighters who have been aware of their opponent's A1 tool.
Yes.
And got caught.
Still got caught with it, yeah.
Right? There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get caught with it throughout the fight.
No way. Their main lethal weapon.
Lethal weapon is his hook.
Everyone knows his hook. Everyone knows that. You guys know that.
Everyone knows. Ryan Garcia, put him in a computer game. Speed, 99. Yeah. Left hook power, 100.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's his thing.
His overall is made up through the power of that hook.
Yes.
Like how Wilder's is made up in the power of his right hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I can speak on this because we had a training camp recently, didn't we? We had a training camp recently. Mikhail's number one tool, his backhand.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Round did I get caught with it? First round.
Yeah.
Not again!
Not again.
Not again!
Come on, man.
Not again. He caught, man. And I thought, yo, okay, we prepped for this.
Yeah.
What does he have? A hard right hand. What do you catch me with? A hard right hand. What do you break my rib with? A hard right hand. The rest of the fight, I'm not getting clocked with the same punch.
Mm-hmm.
Nor did I take any big right hands to the head.
Yep.
Because you're supposed to be adjusting.
Yes.
On the spot. That's adjusting. What the elites do.
Make adjustments. It's key.
It's otherwise, key. You lose. This. So when you get hooked in the first round, and you say, I was sleeping on him. He caught me.
Yeah.
First of all, no, did he? Talking about sleeping on, man, yeah? Now, he got caught with a hook. Why are you getting caught with a hook again?
And again.
Why are you getting, and again. So we're gonna watch the clips. We're gonna watch the clips right now. Because I don't like seeing fighters get paid with the same thing that they've had a warning. The way you look at it, yeah, if you get hit with a power punch, you get hit with your opponent's special punch and you survive, that's the universe, that's God right there.
Yeah.
Saying, brother, I gave you a heads up.
Yeah.
This thing's serious.
Do you think, come fight night, do you think Haney weighed more than Ryan? I think it was probably equal.
I think it was probably equal.
Yeah.
It was probably equal. Mm. Like, the belt's vacant now, isn't it? The belt's vacant, you know.
Why is it vacant?
He don't get to keep the belt.
Of course he does, he's the champ.
No, the belt's vacant. Bro, the belt is vacant. This is what... This
no, man, he keeps the belt.
Bro,
Ryan didn't make weight.
Yeah.
So it's not a title fight no more.
Bro, I'm seeing... Look.
Nah, even... man, I'm sure he keeps the belt.
Nah, I don't think so, bro. I don't think...
Yeah, no, because Ryan didn't make weight, so it's not a title fight no more. So it stays with Devon. That's why I didn't see at a stupid celebration. They're still the champ the next day.
I heard him say, yeah, he's still the champ. But then in a couple interviews, I don't know, I think Eddie said it might be vacant, bro.
Nah.
Oh,
see?
I told you that. Only he can lose the belt tonight. Only
I thought I heard that, you know, but I thought I was just tired.
No.
Because it was that fight for him.
That's what. So if Devin won, he'll keep it.
Mm.
But he only can lose the belt tonight.
So what does that mean? What?
Ryan don't get it.
Yeah.
Devin's lost it.
So who's mandatory? Is it the two people below or does he get to fight someone?
Yeah, probably another... champion will go for it, innit? Champion will go for it. Or Eddie will find a way.
Yeah, he'll find a way, innit?
Or Ryan's next fight could be for it. Because Slyly, he's going to walk with the energy like he's the champ. But we're going to get into that after the highlights. We're going to get into Ryan after the highlights because I've got a conspiracy.
Big shorts look heavy.
They were heavy. And if they weren't heavy there, they were heavy in round three.
No. Back in a straight line.
Talking about that line where...
Look at that line.
But now this is hurt legs. This is hurt legs. This is not. He ain't thinking about straight line, left line, no line.
No grip on the trainers.
Yeah, no grip on the shoes. Them.
Look. All that. Look. This is what he does on Instagram. This is Instagram style.
Yeah,
now.
This
kicking
is
it.
Instagram. Kicking in. Look at this.
Look.
Why is your right hand there? What?
No.
Why is your right hand there? But yeah, this is the end of the fight. And then you see the clip of him trying to jump on the rope. Oh,
flimsy. Jaw side mashup.
But the jaw side that was mashup wasn't even the hook side.
It
was the other
right,
side.
Yeah, when shopping that right.
Like, listen, man. Your guy you're fighting is a big left hooker. Why is your right hand here, my guy?
Yeah.
The reason why Devin lost this fight is because he wasn't being himself. He wasn't being himself. Who is he? A front foot fighter?
Not a front foot fighter. Not is a power puncher.
Does he know how to trace, cut the ring, and be aggressive?
No,
from he got knocked down in the first round, he should have resorted to the Cambosis shit.
Yeah,
that's what he should have done. He should have said, "You know what? Let me do what I know how to do, and win. Jab, pick, move." This guy's on some aggression thing. His ego's got the better of him.
Yeah,
his ego got the better.
And you know what the thing is, yeah. even regardless of Ryan's trolling in the build-up and whatnot, Devon's a professional fighter. You have to act professional, carry yourself professional, train professional. So you shouldn't get, you can't get sidelined or blindsided by a man's antics.
No.
Just because he's trolling, acting mad.
Yeah.
You still need to be professional. And then, when you show up on a fight, you play your opponent that's in front of you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You play what's in front of you.
And you try to greet them, they weren't down.
Yeah, they weren't down.
They weren't down for that. Because they know what time it was. It's peak. It's actually peak. Because Ryan, we're going to Ryan in a sec, but the hooks you should be aware of.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're walking a man down. Did you practice that? Did you drill that?
Ego, isn't it?
If you did practice it, did you drill to walk into range with that level of guard?
Yes.
We always speak about it. It's one of our main things.
Yeah.
The range is the guards for each range.
Like, yes.
Big emphasis on that.
No stone should go unturned.
No stone should be unturned.
But it's ego. He got dropped before he can get his get back. But you're not that get back guy like that.
Yeah, you're not the get back guy.
Your get back is this.
There's people that box you
and get you back on the points. Yeah.
You're supposed to nick a few rounds.
Yeah.
Make the place go lose its momentum.
Yeah.
And take your belt home.
Who was it he fought when he said, what do you think about my power? Who did he fight?
Was it Linares.
You know, it was Linares. Yeah. What do you think about my power?
Yeah. He's not a power merchant.
He's not a power man.
He's not a power merchant.
Yeah.
And you're walking a man down. And you weren't active walking him down.
No, he wasn't.
He was just marching in the space boots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just marching in the space boots, trying to make... Nothing was happening, bro. So now, Ryan Garcia. Now we move on to Ryan. He has to be a bit upset with himself. He has to. Through over antics, he's not a world champion. If he could be do exactly what he's doing, just make the weight at least.
Yeah.
He'd be a WBC world champion. Bro.
That's true. Yeah.
When you sit down by yourself, Ryan has to sit down by himself and think, you know what? Maybe I took it.
It won't hit him now, but maybe a year or two down the line.
Or even when he retires.
Yeah, when he retires.
If he doesn't win a world title.
I could have shifted that, man, and I would have had that. When you look back on your resume, isn't it?
When you look back on your resume... Yeah. Right now, he's got interim champion.
Yeah.
He could have been a 140-pounder WBC world champion, bro.
Yeah.
And whether he... Well, I don't care what he says on socials. Someone that's been boxing your whole life, you had the opportunity...
For that green belt.
Right there. You put in the performance of that magnitude and you can't even take the belt.
That was a lifting the belt moment.
That
was a lifting the belt moment, right?
The pictures he's got on his gram are cold.
Yeah.
But it would be colder if the last picture on the slide, on the carousel, was him holding the belt.
Mm-hmm.
So, take this as a lesson, people. Antics, yes, but know when to just scale it back a little piece.
Yeah.
Because this man now should be the world champion, and he isn't. The belt is now vacant, just gone up into the air. You done all of that for the belt to just go up in the air. He say he don't care about belts, I can fight for belts. I hear it, but I don't hear it. Because you didn't just start boxing yesterday. You was a kid doing
for the
this
boxing
thing.
History books. You need
for the
belts.
Boxing history
you belts.
Books.
You need
the belts. And he could have had the belt there.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people online are trying to spin it off on some narrative that he was trolling for the build up. He weren't trolling, bro.
No, he's mad.
He's mad. Genuinely mad.
Yeah, he's got
mad. It's been winding me up, seeing all of these things on socials about how he played the perfect mind game. This is not no perfect mind game, This is a man who is living a similar path to Kanye, This moment was the moment when Kanye said, they asked me what I'd do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know. That was this moment. Now, he's still only one step away from wearing a fucking bin bag on his head for swag or something. He's still one step away from it. It's not trolling people, don't it?
No.
And then, obviously, he feeds into a narrative because then, once you see one person say, genius, he goes, yes.
That's what most madmen think.
You know what I'm saying? Most madmen will go, I fooled you, Bro, he's not fooling no one.
Yeah.
This is genuine behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Comment below, obviously, if you think, what you think, but it's not trolling to me.
It's not
this true. Is a man that's still on the verge
of
a breakdown, a mad breakdown. He's on the verge. I'm not wishing it on him, but the behaviors, I've seen it personally. I've seen it with other celebs. This was a golden moment, and they all get closer to Christ in times of mental despair. They get closer. Like they talk about it more. Like that's where they go. That they go to that energy, because I don't know. That's just what happens, bro. Like the amount he's always been religious, but he's never tapped into it like this. I feel like when you think you're a lone wolf with who you can see, or you feel like you're separated from the people that you're around.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Planet Wise can touch your spirit and connect more to what you can't see and what you can't feel. And I think that's what's happening with Ryan. Now, great win. Wasn't the best performance.
No, it wasn't the best performance.
But it was the performance that was needed.
Yes.
And because he was severely underestimated.
Severely.
It makes it magnificent.
Yeah.
Now, what is next?
I don't consider it an upset. People try to say upset.
It's not upset.
It's not upset. I don't know why they're trying to disrespect.
It's free apiece.
Both
bro.
Have long amateur experience and a pro experience.
Bro, it's free apiece.
They're both good fighters.
Me and you fight 6 times and you win 3, I win 3, then I win the 7th or you win the 7th. How's it an upset?
It's not upset.
I don't care. It's amateurs. That man can win. Be shown the ability to win, bro. This was a 50-50 fight.
Yeah.
Devin is more versed in the boxing skill of things. Yes, we give him that. He looks better in the eye. Yes. But in terms of how attributes plan out, the fight's even. Can Wilder box as good as Fury? No. But on that first fight, based on attributes, 50-50.
Yeah.
50-50. The second fight, Fury smoked him. Yeah. Third fight, dropped him again. Yeah. Dropped him again. Mm-hmm. It's not about 50-50 attributes in every column.
Yes.
It's about if the guy has got a high attribute in a column that you have a low one.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people don't understand about boxing. It's not about matching everyone for every skill they have. Yeah. Where they're deficient, if you're elite, the fight's 50-50.
That's how people get lost in the sauce.
That's how you get lost in the sauce. So Devin focused too much on the fact that across the board, his stats are better. Besides speed and power, he didn't give man enough credit for what he can do.
Yeah.
He didn't give man enough credit because I know he drilled that. I know he practiced that. And I don't think he makes the weight well.
No,
I
don't
think he makes the weight properly.
It doesn't.
I think he makes the weight like UFC fighters make weight.
Yeah, that's 100% how he makes the weight.
I feel like he should be 147 pounds.
Yeah.
He should be. 135 was mad.
That's
Skeletor.
But that's the possibility why he didn't come out sweating as well, because he still might be dehydrated.
He still could be dehydrated, because it's only 24 hours, man.
Yeah.
It's not long, bro. Mm. And it's not 24 hours to eat, because you can't eat all the way up until the ring walk.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So it's actually less time. By the time man's eating the milk, like, on the fight day, well, how much can you munch?
You can't munch, man. You can't really
you
eat
can't
that
munch
much.
Like
your appetites,
that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't.
So all of this, yeah, 24 hours, is cool, but it's not 24 hours in actuality. And
Your stomach shrunk.
Bro.
Yeah.
And then your body has to recalibrate to all these things.
Yeah.
Devin Haney is a 147-pound fighter and probably has been for 2 years.
Yes.
Yeah. 135 was where the opportunities were. He made it happen.
Yeah.
Good navigation. Got himself the belts. Yeah. 140, it's only 5 pounds, bro.
Yeah, it is.
It's only 5 pounds. You know, like you can't, people get caught up in this new age middleweight, like the middle, the lights and the supers. Yeah. Bro, it would be 135 to 147 in a traditional day. Because anyone in that window can fight each other.
Yeah.
He should have just been, he should go to 147, man. Don't worry about the 140. Because when he was doing the interview at the weigh-in or the press conference fight week, he went back to Skeletor.
Yeah, he went back to Skeletor, yeah.
He went back to Skeletor.
He did.
Ryan looked drained as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Ryan's thing is a lack of discipline.
Yeah.
I don't think Devin's thing is a lack of discipline
with
diet and training. I feel like that's what's got him where he is today.
Yeah.
He's just killing his body. He didn't have the punch resistance of a man that should be that weight.
No way, not enough. Yeah.
He didn't. He didn't have the punch resistance of a man that can take punches at 140. Mm. He's a 147 pounder. Ryan Garcia is a 140, but he just needs to be disciplined and do the thing properly.
Yeah.
Mandem, don't, if you're killing yourself to make a division that's not for you, you know you're not the guy. I say it like that explicitly.
Yeah, you're not the guy.
I say it like that explicitly.
You're shying away from someone.
Whether a man's 11 years old or 26 years old, I've always done the weight that I want to do. That's healthy for me. That allows me to be the weight.
Mm-hmm.
Many times in my career, I've been told, maybe you should do the weight below. Oh, my man's that weight. So you shouldn't really go in the tournament at that weight. I'm in that weight. Bun him, fam. That's how I think. Bun him.
No,
I'm tell him I'm in the weight.
Yeah,
telling me
real.
About he's in the weight.
Yeah.
I'm in the weight. I've always done it. Now people say, oh, you know, you make cruiserweight easy. You know, you can make like heavy. No.
Mm.
No. If there was a one in between.
Yeah.
We can consider
conversation.
We can have a conversation.
Yeah. And,
but
yeah.
We're not doing it, bro.
And see, the thing is, where this guy was drained... Well, he's fighting at a weight he shouldn't be.
100%.
You make yourself more concussion prone. And the amount of damage he took to his brain in this fight, whoo, he needs at least 12 months off to let his brain repair.
I think 12 months.
Minimum. Because remember I tell you, it's compound interest.
Yeah.
It's not just three knockdowns.
It would have been better for him to get knocked out.
It would have been better for his body to shut down.
It would have been better.
Compound interest. You don't know. He's going to get his brain scanned.
No, it's true.
So we shall see. Now that might make him... Now... Whoever he fights next, if he fights any of the other champions, whether it's Pitbull, Matthias, what's up? Who else got the belt?
So you've got Matthias, Tio.
And Lopez, yeah, Tio, yeah.
Yeah. They're going to crack, bro.
Listen, they're going to rush him hard. That wasn't their game plan prior to this fight.
No.
But now it is. We're going to stick it on him.
Yeah, now we're going to stick on him. 100%. 100%.
And that's how it goes.
It's going to be, it might work in his favor because then he can go back to what he does.
Yeah.
The Kambosos thing.
Yeah.
It might work for him.
Might.
Because he might just shut down the whole... Well, he's never been exciting anyway. No one looks at him as exciting anyway.
Yeah.
So no point trying to gain that reputation now. Just rack up the dubs and get the belts back and leave the game, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You got bread.
Yeah.
You're going to have bread. Just don't leave with many losses now. Stink the place out all the time. You might not be a pay-per-view, man.
Yeah.
But get their opponents big enough to make it pay-per-view. His performances can't be pay-per-view worthy because he can't fight like that.
He can't fight
in the kitchen.
How do you think the rematch goes? I think Ryan comes out even more smoky.
I think Devin wins the rematch, man.
You think?
Yeah. I think Devin wins one in a snooze fest. He's going to, bro, you think he's going to come out on aggression after getting attacked like that?
No way.
He's coming out on the ultra defensive, pit, done.
Yeah.
Ryan's going to get bored, frustrated in the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
Attention span's gonna dip
because
he's not getting engaged. He's not engaging. Mm. He's gonna stand in the middle of the ring, tell the crowd to boo, whatnot. But Devin wins the rematch, man, because he's gonna come out and go on the defensive pick style.
I know he'll be wearing proper boxing boots next fight.
He'll be wearing proper boxing boots. See them Everlast.
Yeah,
them Everlast are gonna be out there.
Trust me.
But I don't. Yeah, man. I don't know. It's a techie one for Devin because He's navigated his way through the game perfectly. Remember, yeah. he's 30. He was 31 and 0, but 15 of those was Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah. He come over from Mexico, navigated sweetly.
No, he had a good, yeah.
Sweetly.
Good path.
Got the first belt in the email, which is just how it goes. Navigated it nicely. Tio ends up dropping the ball.
Yeah.
Allowing Kambosos in the door.
Yeah.
Grabs them off Kambosos. He's been fortunate in the journey.
Yeah.
He hasn't had to come across killers. Loma, that's his toughest fight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Loma's his toughest fight. He got through it.
Yeah.
But that was the start of when the mountain started peaking. Yeah. Regis, over the hill.
Yeah.
Picked up a belt nicely again.
Yeah.
Now you're talking about someone who's youthful and live in the same category as the Shakurs and the Tanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he got caught out. He got caught out, and he shouldn't have been caught out by Ryan when he got a warning in the first round.
Yeah.
He got a warning in the first round. You know you can be shaken. Linares shook him up.
Yeah.
Who else shook him up? Someone else shook him up as well. Loma, I think, shook him up a little piece as well. So you know where it is. You know where it is. And I feel it's peak for Devin now, you know. I think it's peak because now everyone's hunting.
They're going to be on him.
Everyone's hunting.
People that are not pressure fighters are going to be playing pressure.
But then, if you deep it like this, yeah, do you think they can put the belt on the line for the rematch?
I don't think they'll do that because Ryan didn't. And he's saying that he didn't make weight on purpose. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just for that disrespect.
It's true. It's
just for that disrespect. Why would WBC?
It would make sense.
Mm. And Ryan's saying he don't want to fight this weight anyway. He's saying he can't make that weight.
What's he getting up? 147?
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Yo, what if he don't give Devin the rematch? He has to, innit? So he has to give him the rematch.
No, I don't know, man. He thinks he's king right now, innit?
No, I know.
He's just doing what I want.
You know when them men are in that mental space as well?
And he knows he brings in the numbers.
Yeah.
Not Devin. Yeah. He brings in the numbers.
The arena looked more packed than I expect, though.
Yeah, it did.
The arena looked more packed than I expect.
It did.
Based on the ticket sales and the prices dropping and that. That might have been the best thing.
Yeah.
Because it did get full in there. It was more packed than I thought it would be. But I don't know what's next for Devin because the rematch, he can win the rematch. But then even if he wins the rematch in the fashion that I predict, it's not going to overrule this.
He won't become undisputed at 140 anyway, for sure.
Nah, Matias, Tio, WBC's vacant. Who's got the other belt at 140?
Pitbull.
Is Pitbull one? Oh, yeah. Pitbull. He just beat Rolly, didn't
he?
Yeah. So
Pitbull, Mateus.
That's a bad fight.
Bad fight.
And now people will fight Devin in a way where they know they don't have to win rounds.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, when you fight certain people, you can't afford to lose rounds because my man's got a good chin. He can keep moving.
Yeah.
Da, da, da. People say, you know what? Give Devin a couple of rounds now. I'm just going to nail him.
Yeah.
When I get close to him, I'm going to get him.
Yeah.
There's no confidence now in his punch resistance.
Yeah, start putting more behind your shot.
Tank showed how to defeat Ryan.
Yeah.
He showed that he practiced for a left hook.
You saw that he drilled and drilled.
To the point where he was making him.
Yeah, he controlled it.
Tank is more susceptible to get caught with Ryan's hook because he's out
closer.
Hook.
Yeah, he's closer.
He's closer. But he still duck underneath.
Yeah.
Bow.
Mm-hmm.
Let him throw it, body, moment.
Yep.
Lerman into it. Controlled. This is a different level. This is a different level of man. IQ.
Yeah.
I see they're hot because Devin's been, Tank's been getting hotted on Twitter, isn't it? Shakur's calling him a 30-year-old prospect because he's only ever won vacant titles besides his first title. He hasn't beaten champions to become a champion. Which I hear it, but I know that Floyd said, fuck all that.
Yeah.
How many belts have you won? Don't matter where you got them from. Yeah. And what's your account look like?
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Because that's what matters. Mm. That is what matters. But these men are just hungry and trying to get opportunities.
Shakur's super hungry. He ain't got no opportunities coming his way right now. He's in a bad, bad position.
Maybe you should just fight Devin.
He should have fought Devin before. He didn't want to take the low end.
Maybe now it should happen. Because Devin's kind of got no choice.
That fight seems boring though, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be too technical.
It's going to be a very technical fight. It's not going to be an entertaining one for the people, but I feel like Devin, to redeem himself, he needs to fight an opponent in that category that people said he wouldn't fight.
Yeah, it's a safer fight. It's a way safer fight for Devon.
It's a safer fight.
You don't want the pit bulls, the TOs. Nah, it's a safe fight. Yeah, Pat Shakur, man.
Pat Shakur.
Yeah, Pat Shakur.
Shakur outboxed you at best. He's not going to finish you off like that.
Yeah.
He's going to outbox Devon. That's how I see that fight going.
For the grand scheme of his health, yeah, he needs to fight Shakur.
So you think you should have 12 months out?
His jaw side was swollen. The amount of time he was getting dropped and that. Next hugging for dear life. He didn't look like a champion.
You know what? There's another question here. So, if you get hit with a bang, if a fighter gets hit with a bang that rocks their legs, and whilst they're holding, through the holding, they stumble to the ground, do you think that should be counted as a knockdown?
Yeah, I think so. I believe so.
Yeah. I've been seeing that, like, because T-Bone was saying that, innit? He was like, if you get banged and you hold me, and I'm retreating from you whilst you're holding me, and you drop.
Even funny thing, Logan versus KSI.
Yeah. It should be a knockdown, innit? It should be a knockdown. He's lucky.
You broke your fall by hugging. That's it.
Basically, you broke your fall by hugging and you still fell.
Yeah, and he still fell.
If those were counted, if that was a rule, that. And this referee was annoying, man.
Yeah, it was super annoying.
This referee was, oh my days. I was hurting him up in the reaction because he was just ruining the fight.
Yeah, he was.
He was ruining the fight. He was giving as much time as he could to help Devon.
Yeah.
And it still didn't help him. Yeah. Congratulations to Ryan Garcia because he done his thing. I'm still worried about him.
Oh, yeah.
Mentally, he's still on the radar to be worried about. But he done what he needed to do on this day. And he's just disappointed now that it's disappointing that he's not a champion. It's disappointing that he's not a champion. But Devon, it's looking peak now because you've reached the top of the mountain. You've reached the peak where there's no fights to pick, where man are not going to be onto you now.
Yeah.
After having a performance like this, everyone wakes up. Everyone's making noise. So,
what if maybe him? I don't know. I'm gonna say a fight between him and Rowdy, but it's the Zone and PBC.
Yeah, maybe
Rowdy will stick it on him differently as well now.
But remember, Haney does a one fight deal thing. Haney does a one.
Wait, was it a one fight deal with?
I don't think he's with Eddie. I don't think he's locked in with Eddie.
Wait, did he sign with Golden Boy? Deal one.
He done this fight with Eddie.
Eddie, yeah.
He done this fight with Eddie, but normally he leases himself. Now, the dangerous thing about leasing as a fighter and not being locked into a long-term deal is when you're the winner and you have belts,
you're good.
Because there's a reason for men to always call you.
Yeah.
Does Devon go into the darkness now as an independent
with
no belts?
No belts. And he's not really a big draw in terms of bringing a
fan
base.
He's not bringing hella tickets.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah.
He's not got a mad
not a knockout
following
guy
like that.
Yeah.
Is it difficult for him and Bill now to get back in the picture?
Yeah.
Similar to what we've seen with Dillian White.
Yeah.
Dillian White doing one fight deals on a winning streak. What?
Yeah.
Once you lose.
Yeah.
No one feels obligated to help you get back in the picture.
That's very true.
Ryan's with Golden Boy.
Yeah.
Golden Boy are going to say, yeah, oh my days, bro, you did it. What do you want? What do you need? What do you need? Let's try.
But you know, it's funny though, even talking about Golden Boy, Hopkins and Oscar.
Yeah.
When he lost the Tank, they wasn't there.
They weren't there, no.
Now he got that win. Yeah. Wow.
They're back. That's boxing. That's
it's
life.
Like, that's life, isn't it?
That is
it's
life.
It's life, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
It's important to keep your eyes open, man.
Life is the same way. You go to the club, you can't get a table, no one wants to chat to you. You get a table, everyone wants to chat to you. End up back with no table again, you're just mixing up under the people's armpit. That's just life. No one wants to talk to you. So now we're going to move on to Bill Haney and Floyd.
Going back to back on the line.
Because they were going back to back now. And I actually want to see what Floyd says, because Floyd don't normally get in altercation. He don't really get in a position where people are on him, like actually targeting him to his face.
Direct. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's see what going.
I've been knowing you for hella long, but I feel like you're a bullshit ass nigga. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's how I feel like it, me myself, personally. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
By your act.
And so,
let me tell you, by your act.
Wait, that's cool.
Wait, PB, you wanted me to tell you. I feel like you're a bullshit ass nigga based on your actions about everybody that's been in the town that's been down with you. You dig what I'm saying? They doing dirt ball bad. Ain't nobody doing real good fucking with you. You dig what I'm saying? Now, you told me that you was going to show me what you can do with Tank. You always kept telling me, Tank, Tank, Tank. You see what I can do with Tank. Listen, brother, you see what I done did with my son. That if you really
no facts. Let me. I'm gonna pause it right here. Facts. I'm gonna pause it right here.
Facts.
No, I'm not trying. I'm not into the slander like that. Especially while man still involved in the game, but first-hand witness. Mayweather Promotions. Not everyone's eating.
No, not everyone's eating.
Right, yeah. Not everyone's eating. That's just a fact. Mm. Yeah, not everyone's eating, and not everyone gains the traction that Tank or Kamel Moulton has.
Yeah,
from
that's
being
true. Yeah
as under the banner, including me included. As much as I was very early in my career, did get the opportunity to fight MGM Grand Pacquiao Broner though, could never ever take that away from man or take that away from them for allowing that to happen, but. There's only a few men on the roster that are really eating or being put in positions based on being associated to Floyd. He's done his thing with his son. He's
done great. Bill's done great with his son.
Bill deserves to be a Hall of Fame inductee at this point.
Come on, man.
He took his son down to Mexico.
Yes.
Built him up. He knows his son's character.
Yeah, he knows his son.
He knows his son's character. He knew what he needed. Mm-hmm. He gave him what he needed. And he navigated him to this to this spot today. So, fair play, right?
Some claim undisputed, man.
Come on,
man.
Come on, man.
That he felt like that he wanted to get monthly. He wanted to be a boss. So the deal didn't happen. But I mean, I don't want you to sit up and talk like some hellified nigga. You've been doing some hellified shit for the streets, or like you'd have been there for me, or like we are 100% high level. Nigga, I take care of everybody around this motherfucker. I take care of my son. And you've been hating on me for a long time with that shit. You've been blocking like a motherfucker. You know you have. But listen. Yeah. Bill. What you mean, huh? What do you mean, huh?
Bill.
What the fuck you mean? You won't even stay. You won't even. You're looking. You. But I'm saying this, though. Everybody that I got something against, or every, just like you said, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it to their face. And you know that's the kind of nigga I've been. Listen. You've been carrying that bullshit that you've been doing for nothing, nigga. And I'm not going to kiss your ass, nigga. You know I'm not going to kiss your ass, period.
Hey, Bill.
And listen, for every nigga, Mac,
Bill, you had the
Mac,
floor.
Listen, I'm saying, Mac.
Bill, when can I get the floor?
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
When can I get the floor? Okay, I'm going to let you get the floor. Whether it be Mac, whether it be S-Mac, whether it be all the bad niggas, whether it be my nigga from up the way, from Oakland. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace. Nigga from, nigga, a lot of niggas. You know what I'm saying? So you popping it. So, nigga, when I pop it,
what's
the problem? Because other niggas don't pop it. You know what I'm saying? You pop it 1,000 times. Nigga, you was talking about that sparring shit. Nigga, you beat niggas up in sparring. I didn't watch you beat niggas up. And when my son got down on you, you dig what I'm saying? You act like, you tell us,
Bill.
No, you tell us, no, you
Bill.
Tell us.
Bill, 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 Bill. If your fight, if your son is undefeated in the gym, congratulations.
Oh, so it's true then. Who's it? So it's true. They haven't had had that, what do you call it? Mayweather.
Yeah. You must have had him up at some point.
Because he didn't deny it. And he just said your son's undefeated in the gym.
Yeah.
So it means, he might have had him up at a time.
But that one's not well documented.
I've heard Haney say it, Bill say it before.
Okay, like, okay, yeah, okay.
Insinuated it before.
Because everyone we
oh,
know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
pretty much why Errol's been treated how he got treated.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, if you can do that, then let's bring you through. Devin's one is been heard, but it's not yeah. as, I think yeah. out of respect.
Yeah, it's been, out of respect.
Do
yeah.
you know what I mean? Out of respect.
So, I'm a fighter in the gym. I'm not under the light
fighter. I got a nigga that don't lie. I got a nigga that don't lie, nigga, 100% of the time. Nigga,
can I ask you a question? Bill, yeah. let me ask you a question. Yes. What's my record under the lights? What's my record yeah. under the lights?
That's when it matters. Take,
but listen, what's your record in life, nigga?
No. Yeah, get
nigga.
Down to it.
Yeah, what's my record?
What is my
what's
record? My record
in life? Night,
nigga, I said, what's my record in life?
Nigga, every 50 of your opponents.
My record in life is undefeated.
Nigga, listen, huh?
Huh? Yeah, because that's too far. Yeah. No one's record in life is undefeated.
Nah,
no one's record in life yeah. is undefeated.
Wins and losses, but everyone's had some
Everyone
type of wins and losses.
Has had wins and losses. There's no such thing as undefeated no in life.
It's impossible, man.
Impossible.
But when you come out of the womb, you're on the battlefield,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, from you come out of the womb.
Yeah.
That's it. You're straight in. So
it's undefeated.
This is an ego thing.
Nigga, come Look on, man. What are you well. Talking about your record in life? Nigga, who you talking to? Who you talking to? You trying to tell these people that you don't take no L's. Nigga, you take L's around this motherfucker. I done took L's. Nigga, my son took L, nigga. We take L's? What the fuck you talking about? You keep running around this motherfucker acting like what? That you the only one like
when
your
somebody
shit don't
died,
stick,
when
nigga.
Somebody died, when you lose a loved one, of course we take an L. You just took an L. And when you and I'm not talking about in the ring. We're not talking about in the ring. We,
and I know
remember
I'm not
this, Bill.
I ain't never been
Bill,
no ring. I
I've
never
always,
no ring.
Bill. I've always, you talk, Bill. I've always
you
been respecting
that punk ass 50-0, nigga. I'm 50-0 in these streets, nigga. I got love in these streets, nigga. Fuck your 50-0 with that boxing shit, nigga.
50-0 in the streets. Hey,
he said I'm 50-0 in these streets, nigga. Listen,
yeah.
Let's say bond the boxing. I hear it,
yeah.
Because it's an ego thing. Yeah. He's coming from a real ego place, as yeah. he does, as Floyd yeah. does. You know what I'm saying? Now, Bill's saying, like, nah, but Bill's been around for time in Vegas,
yeah.
bro.
Yes.
For time.
Yes.
From he probably knows better. Like,
course,
you know what I'm saying?
Course.
These men know each other mm. on a scale that even they know there's a point they can't cross on camera.
Yeah, of course.
Because
yeah,
now
yeah,
you're dragging
yeah,
in
yeah,
hella
yeah.
people.
Come
you know
on,
what I'm
man,
saying?
Yeah.
So you just have to say, you just got to keep it like this.
Yeah.
That shit don't mean nothing.
Bill. Bill, at the end of the day, listen, I called to find out what is your problem with me, because I don't have no problem with you.
Oh, so what? Mayweather called him?
Yeah.
He just tried to do the ego thing, innit? Narcissist, oh, your
yeah,
son just lost.
Yeah,
that's
what
he's trying
was.
To rub
that's
it in.
That's
trying to rub it in, idiot.
Because... Bill's been saying he's had a problem
yeah,
with Fred,
yeah.
and there weren't no phone call made.
Yeah.
But this phone call was only made when man just got smoked.
Yeah.
So now he's calling him on a,
yeah.
your son got smoked, so what's your problem with
yeah.
me? That's what
yeah.
he came on that thing. And Bill, as he does,
yeah.
A1 father, he defends his son.
Mm-hmm.
And he helps his son, always. Yes. Everyone got to give credit to Bill.
Yeah, man.
I'll stop saying something, nigga. If it was some hellified street niggas that was up around you to say, nigga, he got us, then nigga, I'll be, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, I talk shit, but I don't mean nothing. I'm just doing some comedy shit, my nigga.
So Bill,
I don't just like comedy shit, my nigga.
Bill, is me and your ultimate goal is to help our kids go to the next level, or is our ultimate goal is for us to go against each other? You tell me.
I don't know.
Why are you trying to hit me with civil rights? Are you trying to hit me with some civil rights thing? Like, it's not a that thing, bro. It's not that about what's your ultimate goal. Like, you just was talking smoky, so you can't deflect
yeah.
it now, talking about civil rights and what's the ultimate goal for the people and all that. Like, go on,
your
man.
Kids, I don't know. You know what? You can see my work. You can see my work. You see what I do. You dig? You come up in there with that slow drag talking about that 50-0 under the lights. Nigga, fuck the lights, nigga, and that 50-0. You know that shit don't mean nothing in the street. If you ain't really pushing that line and your kids are right in these streets, nigga, you a hoe-ass nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Nigga, if your kids ain't walking around and they mobbing in these motherfucking streets, nigga, and they all right, nigga, then
it's
don't
not
nothing else matter, nigga.
Bill, it's not about the streets, Bill.
I said,
Bill, it's not about the streets. That's why you got out the streets, Bill. That's why you got out the streets. I learned from my dad not even being in the streets.
But listen, I ain't coming up in no suburbs, dude. I'm still in the streets.
I hear it the same way, though. This is actually funny.
It's funny.
Because remember what I just said like a couple minutes ago? You can tell that this convo, if it was off cam, there would be name droppings.
Oh, yeah, seriously heated.
It would be seriously heated because they're having to operate here.
Yeah,
because
they know the world.
You know what I'm saying? We've all been in these combos. Yeah. We have to navigate in there.
I'm still in the street. Listen, I'm still in the street, and if I see your kids, wait a minute. Nigga, I'm just seeing your kids in the streets, nigga, and told somebody, nigga, back the fuck up, leave your kids alone, nigga, because I'm a thoroughbred street nigga. And you know your kids be in the streets, nigga.
I'm a thoroughbred street nigga.
Jesus. You know your kids be in the streets.
Square. Yeah, you said they'd do whatever they want to do, you clown ass nigga. What you mean your kids can do everything? And you got $150 million.
I didn't say that. I said when kids just said that they can do whatever they want to do. When kids get to a certain age, they're gonna do what the fuck they want to do anyway.
Nigga, you buy them bitches everything, nigga. You buy them bitches everything. How you can't buy your kids everything the same pocket?
Parent, that's what I'm saying. See, when you're a rubbish father, yes, long for you.
You can't bypass being a shit dad.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't bypass being a shit dad. No matter what you achieve, if a man can pull you up on your parenting, you're going to lose the argument.
Yeah, that's a big L. That's a loss, man.
It's a loss. I don't, like, obviously, we don't know how a Floyd parents. We don't know. Mm-hmm. And we know not to believe everything.
But it's evident. Look at his daughter, Lego Beast, doing a madness.
They were a bit off the rails. Yeah, they were a bit off the rails still. Like, I don't know. Does Devin have siblings?
Yeah, he's got like younger ones though. Younger ones.
But no one teenager or nothing, innit? We ain't seen no one. But now it's gone to parenting class. It's not about boxing, no.
Yeah, it's not about boxing.
Man, because he said, run your 50 and all.
Yeah, talk to me about your kids. Yeah, it's personal now. Real deep.
Everything. How you can't buy your kids everything the same pocket? Nigga,
why are you worried about what I'm doing with my mama? Now you pocket watching?
I'm a third grade nigga. You already know it. Now you pocket watching?
You shouldn't be worried about what another man doing for a woman.
What you said? No, doing for a woman. You said, nigga, you know I'm a nigga. I ain't been around this motherfucker deep. I ain't never been knocked. Nigga, you ain't been in my business. What you talking about? Your money ain't spent
you,
with
you
me, nigga.
You're in my business. You're bringing up my name always.
No, what I'm saying is I'm talking about with the bitch. You ain't never got mine. You know what I'm saying? So what are you talking about? We've been in this business. I ain't never had the pocket watch, nigga, with you. Because the bitch ain't never came in and told me you was doing nothing. Fuck you talking about?
What I'm buying? Bill.
I ain't buying a motherfucking thing. I said, nigga, if you can buy something. Bro, wait a minute. I said, if you can buy a lot of fly shit, you can buy your kids freedom to do whatever the fuck they want to do and walk around this motherfucker proud because they came from a boss.
Bill, I want to tell you something, Bill. When kids get to a certain age, they're gonna do what the fuck they want to do, and when kids don't want to listen, that's when you disconnect yourself from
them.
I'm not a parent. I haven't done no disconnecting of any of my kids, children, whatever. I don't have kids, but if they do start acting in a way completely off the scale of what you said they should do, they have to operate independently, like. Because they're now damaging your shit.
Yeah, but but if you allow them to go AWOL and do what they want, that's still your name. So when people see you, that's so-and-so's son.
Yeah, still, it's true. It's true. But then what Floyd's saying is true. When your kids get to a certain age, they are going to do their thing.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
They're going to do their thing. Then when he says disconnect, I don't know to what extent he means, but there is a leash that you thought you had that you realised doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So you just say, you know what, run your thing. And then you kind of just have to support the decisions that they're making or abandon them.
Yeah.
Do you know, but like, you should never pick the abandonment route. But I hear what he's saying.
Guess what, PB? When you got real niggas that's in these streets, that's real men, and I see that they're your kids, and I tell them, and I tell the streets, hey, man, listen, That's not good. They don't need to. Do you know whose baby that is? That's a Mayweather kid. That's what I say. But Bill, you don't. No, no, thing is no, this. No. But they don't say that shit. Huh? Hello?
Yeah.
You don't even say thank you for that, my nigga.
Let me tell you something.
You ain't gonna say thank you for that, though. You ain't gonna say thank you for that, though.
I ain't gonna thank
you. Because you're a rotten ass nigga, my nigga. You always talking about the money and shit. That's what I'm saying is, you can't fuck with me.
Bill, we not even on here talking about no money. Bill, we not even on here talking about no money. This ain't about no money.
You brought the money up.
Who did?
You did.
You brought the money up. You talking about what you can do for bitches. You brought the money up.
No, I said what we can do for our kids. I said, what
Bill,
we can do for our kids,
Bill, I said the same thing.
Was
Bill,
I riding the Rolls Royce before my son? Was I riding the Rolls Royce before my son?
Bill, I want to let you know something.
Nigga, knock it off, man. Don't nobody.
I'm
not going to keep rapping. You know, me and you don't even be doing all this motherfucking shit. I'm not going to keep rapping with you, Pete. You know what time it is with me, man. And I'm going to keep
what
pushing
time
this
is it
family
with
line. Welcome to the family.
Tell me.
It's the handy business. And listen, it's going to keep on continuing.
You need some help? You need some help with your son?
Have I ever needed your help for anything?
You need some
help
with your son? You need some help the other motherfucking night? You need some help the other motherfucking night?
It's feisty, man.
You need some help with your son?
Listen, your son need help tonight.
You know? Yo, this is a real cookout between uncles.
Yeah,
beef. Like,
it is.
Over some liquor and a few jerk chicken. Yeah,
that's basically you need help with your son. You know, he was meaning to say that from 20 minutes ago.
From the start of the call. From the start of the call. Now him asking Bill, "Do you need help with your son?" because he lost in a boxing match is completely different. To Bill saying to Floyd, "Do you need help with your kids?"
Yes.
Because it's not a boxing thing.
It's not a boxing thing.
It's not a boxing thing.
Manage respect principles.
So, yeah. All it is. Man's talking about helping humans now.
Yeah.
Not sporting thing. Man's directed it to him, which means you need help growing them.
Yeah.
Like
raising
them.
Yes.
Not he should have kept his right hand up.
Nah.
So two different types of help we're talking about here. This is mad.
Your son needs help. Tonight, you fool ass earth man. Your son needs help tonight. Your daughter needs help tonight, you fool ass earth man. Do not campaign. Everybody needs. Listen, my son needs me today, tomorrow, and every
and
day.
And guess what?
So does yours.
If he need me, I'm going to be there for him.
No, nigga, you was just popping slick, and I pop back at you, crazy fool.
Yeah,
We don't need you for dog shit.
Anytime I ever talked to Devin, I helped him. Devin, guess what? It's all total love. Period.
It don't sound like that.
It was. It was off love. Period.
It don't sound like that.
It don't sound like that.
And you know that. You know that.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Now you got my number. Call me direct so we can talk on the phone.
See? For the real.
No.
Call me.
No.
No. Listen, calm.
Feels funny as a troll.
We can talk on the phone. Listen, no.
Yeah.
No. But that convo on the phone was about to be the real convo. That would have been, remember when, da-da-da-da-da, and remember when my man could have got, but I done, da-da-da-da-da. That was about to be that convo. But you know what? I've realised something in this game, and maybe even something in life, actually, because boxing is like life. People are not a fan of independence.
No.
They're not a fan of independence.
No.
Man's had day jobs. I've worked day jobs when I needed it.
Yep.
I've worked a day job when I didn't need that job anymore. And the treatment is different.
Yeah,
that's the truth. The treatment is different. You say to your boss, yo, this is the shift. Your boss says to you, this is your shift. You say, I can't do that shift because I've got practice. Your side hustle, I'm doing that, I can't do that shift. You watch how the whole
relationship it's true.
Whole energy changes. Boxing's not any different. People are not fan of independence, and Floyd's not a fan of the fact that Devin found his way without needing to kiss up to him.
Yeah.
That's the truth. That's the truth. He's not happy that Devin got where he got to, and Bill knows it.
Yeah.
He's not happy he got there without having to kiss up to him and having to stay connected to him.
Be under his umbrella.
He's not happy with that. Mm-hmm. And that's why, that's where the hate, I believe, because I don't know the behind the scenes, they might have had some real underlying stuff. But on the surface level, it appears salty.
Yeah.
For that reason. But yeah, interesting. Very, very, very interesting. Ryan's calling out Tank for a 144-pound catchweight rematch. Why?
Why, exactly.
Why?
It makes no sense for Tank.
Why? It makes no sense. It makes no sense. Tommy's calling out Jake.
No, Jake's calling out Tommy.
Oh, Jake's calling out Tommy. Tommy Fury.
Oh, wait.
No, no, yeah, Tommy. Yeah, calling out, Tommy called out Jake. You need money. Learn from Big Bro and stop letting daddy manage your career and finances. You lost out on the biggest opportunity of your life. Paul Tyson, my next offer's going to be half that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tommy's in an Idris situation.
No, he's in a good situation. He's still got a potential Jake fight and a potential KSI fight.
Yeah, but, well, I mean,
what else is he going to do? He's not looking to fight. He's not looking to fight other pros.
No, that's what I'm saying.
And he's going to get a big purse.
But that's not a good position. That's not a good position, because waiting on Jake and JJ is not people to wait on. These men's lives move, bro.
Yeah.
Their lives move. They're not like that. Do you know what I'm saying? These men's fighting Mike Tyson. We would have never have assumed that Mike Tyson would be an opponent for Jake. Jake might, if Jake cares enough to redeem his loss, then
he does. He does.
These guys, him.
They both do, because they're both competitive.
Yeah.
And they both think, they both believe they can win.
Yeah.
The rematch.
Jake fought, JJ fought Tommy when? August. Last year.
Yeah, well, no, was it October?
When was that?
I don't think it was August. Prime it was quite cold. It wasn't August.
It was cold then.
Yeah. Maybe October.
October.
Yeah.
No, it would have been October.
October, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you heard anything?
Yeah.
14th of October. Yeah. Mm. Have you heard anything about a rematch happening?
Yeah,
solid.
No.
It's going to be October again soon, bro. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jake's fighting Tyson in July.
Yeah.
So what, maybe when is this fight? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You end up bench off. That's what happens.
Yeah. You get benched.
Because you're waiting on these men.
Yeah.
And then they announce another magnificent fight that they think is right for their time.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you're out the ring for 2 years. Chatting about, you man need to rematch me if you want to show. No.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's going to happen to him. Iced out. They used him when they needed to use him for legitimacy and to challenge themselves. I don't think he's getting a call back for a rematch in the time before the bread run low, for the money that he did get for these fights. I don't think he's going to get a call back in time. Reported undercard for Crawford and Madrimov. Andy Ruiz versus Jarrell Miller.
Yeah.
Ruiz should finish him.
He should, but I don't really care about that fight, to be honest.
I hear it. I think it's a
Santa Cruz versus,
it's an action packed one. Santa Cruz versus Abner Morris. I didn't even know Abner Morris is still active, bro. I thought he was in a full pundit role now at PBC. Isaac Cruz against Jose Venezuela. I think that's gonna be a good fight as well, to be fair. That's gonna be a good fight. Ryan Garcia has named Isaac Cruz and Fandora's two fighters he's like to face next. But he's going to plan to see this line here. Step away from boxing for a bit. He don't need to step away from boxing for a bit. He needs to be back in the gym tomorrow.
Yeah, active.
He should have been back in the gym yesterday.
Use the momentum, innit?
Yeah, momentum and mental health.
Yeah.
Momentum and mental health. Idle minds, even for people in the best state of mind, you ruin your health. Mm-hmm. Let alone him going into that mode now. Let's switch it anyway. To the UK. Wait, Virgil Ortiz supposed to fight on the Terence Crawford card against Tim Zhu on August the 3rd. No, but Tim Zhu can't fight yet. Man's head was just split open.
But August 3rd, no, it's time to heal.
That big split in his head.
It was a big split. It was a serious split.
August.
Yeah.
The stitching and everything.
Yeah.
Nah, I think that's too soon, man. That's how you end up getting your head.
May, June, July, August. Four months. Nah, he's got time.
What, the recovery time for his headpiece?
He's recovering now, so what, by June, July, August? Yeah, by June, should be all right.
those ones reopen.
It is. It's 100% going to reopen. It's going to reopen. Yeah, 100% going to reopen.
It's a reopener. But Chris Billum-Smith versus...
Oh, they had a face-to-face tap.
They had a face-to-face little sit-down and talk. They watched back the fight, innit?
Guaranteed for Crystal Palace Football Club, which has been working with the community, a community you know very well down in that area for over 25 years, helping young people grow through the power of sport, inspiring them to find a better path in life.
Some of the ticket sales, percentage of the ticket sales are going to charity, so that's cool.
That's all I have to say. You know, I'll be still champion after the fight, but the respect will be there, I'm sure.
And you get the chance to respond.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm going to emotionlessly battle you on the 15th of June, and your time is coming to an end. The midnight train is going to prevail.
Derailed, did you say?
Prevail.
Oh, okay. Just checking. Just checking. Stay in dream.
I think Rich is going to win.
Yeah, I think Rich is going to win.
I think Rich is going to win, but I don't know how. Listen, I learned this Billum, brother. Don't underestimate Billum. Mm. Don't underestimate Billum. I'm telling you. Because on that day, when we had our fight, if someone would have said, don't worry about today, Billum, you're going to be British, Commonwealth, European and world champion. No one's going to believe that.
Yeah.
And he done it, fam. Yeah. And he done it. So I don't underestimate this guy. And I know his toughness is different. But I do think Richard comes out on top in that one.
See, the thing, he's got to close the gap, innit? Stay on his chest.
Which is what he's going to do. Does he get caught coming in?
Yeah, that's the issue.
This is what we're talking about. Soho's Park, I'm surprised to see Soho's Park.
Very surprised.
We know the people come out in Bournemouth for Billum.
Yeah.
So I did think it was going to be another Bournemouth Stadium sort of gig. But for it to be at Soho's, and Richard hasn't been a long-term Crystal Palace fan.
No, he's not.
He hasn't. I'm not going to lie. Like, he hasn't. So I don't know how many Crystal Palace people are coming. Like, football fans. You know what I mean? The football fans.
Is he a season ticket holder? Does he go?
I don't think. I feel like he ain't going to get any more fans in there for him, for Crystal Palace, than I will for Spurs right now. Like, currently, do you know what I mean? I don't have the Spurs mandem like Ricky had City or other fighters have their football club. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a work in progress.
What's the capacity for Soho's?
Let's see. Let's have a butcher's.
Soho's Park. 25.
Is it 25?
Yeah.
They ain't going to get 25. No. They won't get 25. Mm. I think 18...
18. Undercard's got to be strong.
Undercard has to be strong.
It's an awkward place to get to, man.
It's just Crystal Palace. Crystal
Palace,
bro.
Isn't
it? You know, like Fulton Heath. Who wants to go Fulton Heath? Who wants to? Nah. Obviously, the people from South London that we know, respect, love. You know what I mean? Got family that live down there. But bun there, man. We don't want to be going to Fulton Heath, bro. Yeah. Look at the map, sir. Look at the map. Look. No. No.
Overhead train and all that.
We don't want to be down there. Mm. Streatham, Sydenham. When I start seeing these places, zoom in a little bit more. Norwood, South Norwood, Point Heath, Selhurst, Penjan, Nah, man. This used to be the athletic spot though, innit?
Yeah, I used to train there.
Crystal Palace. Before it was in Sheffield, innit?
Yeah.
It was there.
Yeah, Crystal Palace.
Yeah, mad. But I don't know about that. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. June the 15th. They got a bit of time. The undercard is going to be extremely important in terms of how big this fight can be. Billum saying a win here and he wants the other champions immediately.
Oh, yeah. He deserves that, man. What's the point? He does. What's the point? You might as well test your skills, isn't it?
He wants to fight stateside as well against Ramirez.
Okay.
Because Ramirez just won the belt. Zerdo Ramirez. He just won the cruiserweight title against... Gulamari,
yeah.
So he's trying to, but
everyone's trying to stay away from Upper Tire, though. It sounds like that, man. Call a spade, man. No one's. How can you be a champ or not mention another champ's name? Trying to go for the,
because I think Andy Scott or Andy Clark said Upper Tire. He was like, or Ramirez in the States. Okay, you know what I mean? So he's like, he wants the US thing. He's like, my goal now is to fight.
Was it NBC or Peacock? What was it?
NBC. Peacock. So it'll be on. It can work. Maybe it can work. We might see Boxer and Golden Boy manage to put something together, but we'll see. We'll see. This is an important fight for us to, of course, witness to see how the tide is changing in the division. That we're going to be creeping up on them real soon.
Yeah,
we're going to be creeping up real soon. So it's important to see how the tide changes.
June 15th.
I personally think that Richard, if he gets the victory, goes up to Bridgerweight and fights Lawrence.
Well, you don't think if he gets the victory, he won't fight Apatai or someone?
Yeah, actually. He could. But I would make the move to go up.
To Bridger?
Yeah.
Then what?
Get the belt of Lawrence, innit?
Then what?
Go heavyweight, innit?
Oh, do you reckon he wants to go heavyweight?
He's big enough,
but I don't think he will. I don't think he will.
But people, make sure you are tuning in on the streaming platforms as well, so you can drive and just listen. Of course, the YouTube channel, you guys are showing us love. The consistency has been there. And what, Lee, we got a words of wisdom?
Ooh. Words of wisdom, what shall I give you this week?
Look after your kids.
Yeah, look after your kids, man. Look after your kids, man.
You got kids?
Trust me.
Look after your kids. Trust if you me. Haven't got kids, look after your loved ones.
Always, man. Always.
I feel like that should be the words
for
this week.
Trust me. Be a responsible parent. That's Take it. Responsibility of your actions because you wanted to bust a nut. You know what I'm saying? The consequences, isn't it?
But said, you weren't responsible then.
Yeah.
But be responsible now. When they're here. All right. Love
Bless
you.
People.
Bless.